I am.
Welcome back to another episode of Speaking of SAC, where we talk about San Antonio College and the wonderful work we are doing. Joining us now, Dr. Francisco Solis, San Antonio College President. Good morning.
Good morning, Hot Mustard. How are you?
Doing great. It was a good Thanksgiving break.
It was wonderful.
And it's that time of the semester. You know, you have, if you're approaching it, you have the three-day week, then you have the four-day weekend, and then we're back for 1 week of class, finals, and then fun.
That's right. This week on Monday, we started with our last week of class, and it'll run through the 5th on Friday. And on the 8th of December, we'll start finals week.
There we go. Any tips for the students for finals week?
Give it your best shot.
There you go. That, I like that. I like that. Study, study, study. Yeah, there has to be a time when you're studying where you hit a point and you do need to just walk away and then come back later.
Yeah.
You know, flashcards. I really haven't heard flashcards from a student as a method in a very long, and by, well, I mean very long, I mean like 3 years. not that it's not a thing. I'm sure there are students out there. Were you ever using flashcards at all?
I did use flashcards a lot, especially for so much, especially for anatomy. You know, courses like that really lend themselves to it. But today, though, there's so much technology. I mean, you can create flashcards on the computer and flash through them.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so there's different ways of doing the same thing that we used to do.
Oh, yeah. So good luck on finals to all the students. And, you know, we were talking about finals and everything, which means it's also time for registration.
Yes, registration is going well. And if you haven't already registered, I hope that you'll take advantage of this time to stop by and register for your classes. Also, I think one thing that's helped now is that we have started registering for the entire school year.
Yes. Right?
And so, you know, it's new to Alamo Colleges, it's new to San Antonio College, but this spring, hopefully you registered then for your fall. This fall, I hope you registered then for your spring classes. And most did, because when we opened registration, there we were about already halfway to our number.
Wow.
And so that has to be attributed to the full year registration rate.
And I have interacted with some students, and they just weren't aware of time ticketing registration. They weren't aware of it, like a year out. And I went and talked with the class yesterday. I was like, you know, we're not living in the world anymore where the end of the semester is the time to register. I mean, day one, fall semester, let's go. Let's start looking at it. Let's start having conversations and talking with advisors about what classes you need to graduate, but also about the time ticketing. And because the closer you get to the finish line, yes, you do get to register for the classes you need to graduate first. And being that it's such long term now, going a year out, I think that's more important than ever for students.
Absolutely. And especially if it's your graduating year.
Yeah. Right?
You want to make sure that the sections are available in the times that you need them and in the modality that you need it as well, right? Or that you like to select.
Yes. So, register. Get with your advisor today. And winter semester registration is also still ongoing, I believe, for about the next 2 weeks. I would say. So an interesting thing has been happening over the past couple days. It's been the slurry of AI talk again in different media places. Fortune had an opinion piece on there talking about how professors should be trained more on it to teach students on how to use it and the ethics of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it is a tool. It's not supposed to do the work for you. But it also goes into a more in-depth conversation about critical thinking as well. ABC News put out an article late last night that universities are using AI to grade college applications. A little bit, not a lot, but to sort through them. I mean, if a university is receiving 10,000 applications, I think you need all the help you can get.
Well, almost every employer now is using them to screen your resume.
Yes.
Right? And it's reading for those critical words that are listed on the job application or the job description. And to ensure that your resume aligns with the needs of the company. And so it's so important today to really make sure that your resume, you know, is put through AI. You know, so this is interesting. Well, first of all, in response, let me just say that, so I'm so glad to be working with Dr. Luke Dowden as we chair the cross-district AI committee. And so, as you may know, here on campus, I have worked almost 3 years to get AI into our conversation.
Yes.
We've opened every year with an AI speaker. So in the next few months, we will create the framework for AI. We've got to create the framework before we start creating curriculum and really figure out how to use it. So what does that framework look like? What are the policies that we'll use? What procedures will we use to implement those policies? What will be our ethical stance on it? And then what does it look like really on two sides? One is in the classroom. So how will our faculty be teaching it? And then how will the students be required to demonstrate competency and at what level? So not every course should be, I can create an AI bot, mm-hmm. right? It might be an introductory course. You know, how can you use these tools, these AI tools, in this course? That would be introductory level. Mastery level might be for a specific computer-related course that the outcome would be you would have to design something through AI. But on the other side is, how will we be using AI in the college? Will we be using it to read our applications? Will we be using it for what we think is largely manual processes? And will we be able to help our staff by implementing some of that, right, across the college? And so there'll be two sides, lots of conversation. It's a huge committee with faculty and staff across the district as we really bring AI to the Alamo Colleges and to SAC.
Juan Espinosa, the Vice Provost for Enrollment Management at Virginia Tech, mm-hmm. quoted as saying in the article, "Humans get tired. Some days are better than others. The AI does not get tired. It does not get grumpy. It does not have a bad day. The AI is consistent." And they're launching it for this coming fall.
Mm-hmm.
And they're expecting to have, you know, decisions made a month sooner than later, in late January.
Right.
Sorting through all of these things. Caltech is doing a very interesting thing. They're looking for the authenticity mm-hmm. in students who submit research projects with their applications. And so Ashley Paley said, students upload their research to the AI chatbot, and then the chatbot interviews them on video, which is reviewed then by Caltech faculty.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that interesting because I don't want to say all younger people, I don't want to group people in that generation, but I remember being younger and, you know, not, and interview processes can be terrible, but if you are talking with a robot, there are different things going on in your head. You're more relaxed, you're calm. Yeah.
Well, think about the development of the resume.
Yes.
Over the years, right? And that was kind of your introductory tool if you wanted. And so think about what it meant to the employer to receive your resume and what they thought about how you formatted it, even. Right? Very basics. Probably shouldn't have any typos in it. And now the expectation even of a review committee of the design of the resume or the vita, right, is extraordinary.
Oh, yes.
And they're expecting extraordinary work of him.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's I was reading an article, too, that's saying it's the expectation now that we've developed. And as AI improves, there will be a level of expectation. Everybody will I mean, you know, there was a time when the expectation was the work would come off a typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
And then as computers, you know, started to surface, the idea was, well, you should get a hold of a computer and do some formatting, right? And the level grew. The same will happen with AI. The expectation of the work product will be at a level we've never been at before. The expectation of the work, right, will be at a level we've never been at before. There was an interesting also conversation about the capacity of AI versus IQ.
Mm.
Right? And so it's growing, and they're looking at a time when all AI tools will be higher than the human IQ.
Terrifying.
And that was the question, right? It really was, what will happen at that point? Right? When the expectation is that these chatbots, AI tools, have a higher IQ than all humans.
Wow. And, you know, there are some subjects where AI could definitely help, where it would lead an industry. There's other subjects, history, for example, where AI, okay, might not have a place in the classroom. I mean, it's all rooted in historical facts. And Business Insider put out an article November 30th. And Stephen Mintz is a history professor at the University of Texas at Austin. And it says he opened 400 essays from his students. He noticed something. The sentences were the same. The structure was the same. Even the conclusions matched. And he wrote on LinkedIn, "Machines can already do most of what we ask students to do and often do it better. When 400 students can generate identical essays in 30 seconds, the problem isn't the students. The problem is the assignments."
Absolutely.
And so he's said, no outside of class graded assignments. Assessment will be based exclusively on activities that can be observed in class. And so he's moving away. He's done with outside classwork.
You know, one of the activities they're suggesting is kind of a pre and post written assessment in class. And so that the faculty member can then run that through an AI tool, which will say for student A, this is their style. And they'll match any assignments then against that first assignment. And it'll allow the instructor to differentiate between when the student was writing in their voice and writing in an AI voice.
Wow. But, I mean, the future is looking bright, though. I mean, AI is a tool. It's a tool, you know. It's not going to do everything for you, and nor should you let it do anything for you, because you're not helping yourself out at all.
I think we'll see the rebirth of those long essay questions in class.
I would love that. I would love that. And a federal government professor, and it was all written notes, and then, you know, go get the booklets from the bookstore, and, you know.
The blue books.
Oh, yes. And it was a main master course.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't feel anything in these three fingers. writing. But, you know, critical thinking and comprehension, I think, plays a big part in education.
You know, that's why a moment ago when you were saying you needed to, sometimes you just need to step back. Back when I was in college, the essays were always the thing, right? We knew we were going to get the essay question. And as you were mentioning, I would just spend a day writing my notes out from the whole year, right? Trying to be big picture. What did I learn this year? So that I could prepare for the essay. It was usually I don't know if you remember, but the essay question was usually a third of the grade, right? 33 points
almost.
Yes. And all the question really said was, tell me what you learned this year, right? So more was better usually than less on the essay. And that's what I would do. Then I would just kind of take a step back, as you mentioned, and think about the all my notes and what I'd written and try to get it straight in my head to be able to go in and write about it.
Definitely. Those were the good old days. let's see. So the Alma College's Police Department, they're going to be getting into the giving season. They have the Stuff the Squad Car donation event. This is going to be going on tomorrow. Tomorrow, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 1, parking lot 16. It's going to be right out in front of the Moody Learning Center. They're going to accept new unwrapped blankets, kids' clothes, shoes, and toys. And it's going to benefit local children.
Absolutely. Come out and help us stuff the squad car. I also wanted to remind everyone that today we'll have the Fall 2025 Veterans Graduation Ceremony and STOLE presentations from 5:30 to 6:15 in the Victory Center lobby, put on by our staff at the Victory Center. Please come out and support the ceremony if you have a minute. Again, it's 5:30 to 6:15. And support our veterans as they receive their STOLEs and as they prepare for graduation.
The STOLEs are cool. The red, white, and blue. But very, very cool. The SAC Centennial Student Expo. It's part of the 100th anniversary. San Antonio College students have been conducting research into the college's history, and they're going to share their centennial-related projects during the two-day expo.
Yeah, there'll be panel discussions, presentations, research posters, exhibits, and more at the Centennial Academic Celebration. The event will take place from 9 to 4, Wednesday, December 3rd, and Thursday, December 4th in the library area on the fourth floor. The student projects have been included as part of the curriculum across several disciplines. It'll be interesting to see what current students have learned from SAC's past and the interesting stories that they've captured. The other day, on a Saturday, they were having a fall fest, fall harvest, and they were collecting SAC stories across the community. And as a SAC graduate, I went and shared mine as well with one of our students. It was a great opportunity to have a good conversation with the student. She was somewhat surprised about even what it was like in 1999 when I was here. I'm wondering about the other students' stories she heard.
It's always great, even when we meet listeners that come up to the station during the plunk drive, and they're like, I remember when I went to school here and back then, and they're just pointing to all the different places. And oh, that building used to be this and this and this, and it's just phenomenal. It's so much fun to hear. Have you driven by the Kaler House?
Yes. I have to. It's between me and my... It's the Kaler House is exactly midway between my house and work.
And, you know, so we you know, Alma College's in SAC, you know, we used to own the Kaler House, and then it was a lot of money to put into it to renovate and everything.
Right. The estimate we received was $10 million to renovate it.
And so we decided...
Well, it's just, it was hard to make a $10 million investment when the building serves such a small purpose,
yes.
Right? And when you think about $10 million and what it does for students every year, it's hard to make that investment. And so, yes, we decided to sell it.
And they've been doing phenomenal work.
It is. And you can see every bit of the $10 million that's going into that.
Oh, house. Yes. They're putting giant bricks for a wall to extend. Oh, leveling the land. It looks phenomenal.
They had to create some parking, right, because it had no parking.
Yes.
It had, I think, seven spaces. And so that was another issue with the house, right?
You know, I remember when I was going to SAC. they used to have the ceramics courses in the little... Not the Kaler House, but it was
the carriage house.
The carriage house of the Kaler House. Yes. Mm. That was always fun.
Yeah. It was served as a cultural center and had a number of events were there held throughout the year.
That's right.
And it was a very nice venue.
Let's see. So we have our annual holiday tree lighting event that's going to be going on.
Yeah, so come by the Lofton Atrium between 10 and 12:30 on Thursday, December the 4th. There'll be hot cocoa and, of course, the ugly sweater contest and a chance to get a photo with Santa. Students can also decorate stockings for later in the season. Plus, the Office of Student Life will receive donations of unwrapped gifts to hand out to families in our community for the holidays.
Fantastic event. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. The dance program. They're going to have an end-of-semester performance.
Sachs Dance Program invites everyone to its annual winter dance concert. The performance is titled Movin' and will take place at 7 p.m. Thursday, December the 4th, in the Candler Physical Education Center Gym 2. Admission is $6. It'll feature jazz, jazz funk, contemporary, ballet, ballroom, and Latin dance styles. Can't wait until Friday? Well, drop by this afternoon at 3 p.m. at the Fletcher Amphitheater for a free preview of the show. So come on out and watch the dancers.
I watch them, and then I feel sore. I can't move like that anymore. Let's see. San Antonio College's Ascender program is hosting a Serape ceremony to celebrate the graduation of its summer and fall 2025 Ascender students. This is going to be Friday, this coming Friday, 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the Lofton Student Center Fiesta Room. And they're going to have their family there. They're going to have their friends there. And the Ascender program was created to support first-generation students during their first year in college. One-on-one advising, counseling, instructors who have been trained to help students during that first year in college. And that's, I think it's important. I remember when I first got here, and I took History 1 my very first semester, and I was having trouble with it. And he just took one question from the professor midway through the semester. And he just asked, are there any first-time college students in here? I go, right here. Right here. And, you know, I went and talked with him in his office. And he led me down the path of going to tutoring. Hooked me up with a one-on-one tutor and everything. And things that I need to do and I could do better on my note-taking. And all of these things. So, you know, it's a wonderful program, the Ascender program.
Yeah, I think everybody across the nation realizes how important that first year is and has some sort of first-year experience for the students. This happens to be the one that we've employed here at SAC. It's had great results. When you compare the students who participate in the program and those who don't, the retention rate is much higher and completion rate is higher. The other thing about this ceremony in particular is the family members who attend. And, you know, as much as you think you're doing this alone, your family takes such pride in the fact that in some way they're contributing to your success. And so to see the family members there and they're all smiling and they're just really enjoying some time with the student. So that's the idea, is whether that's your parents or whether that's your spouse and children, you know, whichever way your family is, the unit. Maybe it's some roommates, right? But whatever that support system is, are invited as you complete your first year with your STOL. And it's just a great experience.
Very nice. And once again, that is going to be... Oh, lost my place. Friday. This coming Friday, 5:30 to 7. EcoCentro is doing some very, very, very cool things. They're having their Green Santa Sustainable Holiday Market. 10 a.m. to 3, it's going to be this Saturday at Eco Centro. They're going to have local vendors with sustainable holiday decor, low-waste gifts. There's going to be workshops on sustainability all year round. And I believe that's the same day they're having their holiday card-making contest. Not contest, workshop. Where I believe they are going to be taking recycled paper. They're going to be making paper, and you get to make holiday cards out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, Barnes & Noble's Time Capsule Workshop. Barnes & Noble's bookstore is offering students an opportunity to de-stress during finals week. The bookstore is sponsoring a holiday time capsule workshop from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tuesday, December the 9th. The bookstore is located in the Lofton Student Center. There will be arts, crafts, cookies, and board games to help students relax for finals. Students can create their own time capsule to look back upon in the future. A lot of great activities this next 2 weeks to help our students do the finals and do the final week of class and also finals week.
Great time. Great time to get involved. And it's that wonderful time of year where, I don't know, you just walk around and you feel happy.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of feeling happy, the San Antonio College Fall Commencement Ceremony is going to be coming up next week. It's going to be at the Joe and Harry Freeman Coliseum on Thursday, December 11th. Starts at 7 a.m.
No.
No. P.m. I'm sorry. That's the time my show starts. 7 p.m.
Didn't want anybody showing up at the wrong time.
No, don't
do that. That's important. Yeah, graduating students, though, should arrive at 4:30, and procession will begin promptly at 7. 7 o'clock on the dot, the line starts to move. But students need to be registered and in place and in cap and gown. Don't worry. A lot of students I know get, you know, worried that that they haven't practiced. Right?
Yeah.
You know, in high school, you go a number of times and you get to practice. Don't worry. The person in front of you knows exactly what to do. We've trained the first person at every line has attended training and will lead this graduates in. And so there's plenty of training that's happened. Parking for friends and family is $15. No cash or checks will be accepted for payment. So be sure and have some type of card available.
Right? Oh, yes.
And please be mindful that the Freeman Coliseum does have rules about what you can take into the venue. They prohibit backpacks, binocular cases, camera cases, and seat cushions. Also, I'm not sure if they prohibit flowers or not.
It's the glass vases that are, I believe, the main sticking point during these events. But, I will say, it is that time of year. The flowers will be safe in the car.
In the car.
It's cold outside.
Right. Yeah. I was just going to suggest that. Save them in the car, and then, you know, as the graduates are exiting, take your flowers out of your car and give them
yes.
to the graduates.
Once again, so graduates need to arrive between 4:30 and 6.
4:30.
4:30 p.m.
4:30.
And 6 p.m. Because the event is at 7 p.m. I want to make that. My apologies. But yeah, visitors can bring a clear tote bag or a small clutch purse. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I know we moved to the Alamo Dome and we were doing the spring commencement ceremonies. But I do remember when we did graduate at the Freeman, and it was just this nonstop rumble on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a student, you're graduating, and it was a nonstop pep rally for like 2.5-3 hours. It was great.
Right.
It was. That was the time of my life.
You know, we had to move to the Alamo Dome because we met capacity, and the fire marshal was threatening to close graduation down.
Oh, no.
And so they have a 10,000 limit, and we were reaching it every year.
Wow.
And so we finally moved over to the Alamo Dome. With this being our spring, our fall graduation ceremony, you know, we're projecting that we'll meet the number of required guests, and so it'll be a great event. Great event.
Definitely looking forward to it. And if you want more information, alamo.edu/sac/graduation. Quick note, Office of Veteran Affairs and the Department of Public Policy and Service are going to be hosting a watch party. This is for the Army versus Navy football game, and it's going to be 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, December 13th. In the Victory Center. It's open to all students and the community and student veterans in particular. So, very cool. Very
right.
cool event.
And speaking of football, you can't be in San Antonio and not have some opinion about the Texas Aggie game, right? It's just a great rivalry.
It really is.
Even if you don't talk about the outcome, right? But it was a great rivalry. 140 years? Is that it? Somebody was saying? I mean,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. It was amazing
it
when
like
I saw that number, and I just thought, wow, what a great game it was, and the game itself was very good.
I just kept scrolling on X periodically throughout that. It was very exciting and looked like, at least on my feed. Anyway. Well, you know, this is the last Speaking of SAC episode for this semester, for the fall semester here at San Antonio College. We're closing out 2025. It was a good year.
Absolutely. It's hard to imagine we're halfway through the centennial year. We're 6 months in, and there's 6 months on the other side from December now to September. We're back on the other side. So while things will be fast-paced as we move through this last part of the year, and I'm happy to announce that out of the $1 million, we've raised $725,000. And so the community is really out supporting our centennial. So it's wonderful news.
There you go. We'll see everyone next year.
Thank you, Hot Mustard. And have a great New Year, everyone.